everyone. Welcome to another episode of Ara Ara the Wee podcast. I'm your host, Vivs, and with me today is my usual co-host, Amy. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
And joining us today is the founder and the admin of cosplay.ae. Hi, Yami, and hi, Nico.
Nico.
I knew it. That's where you got it from. All right, so for our audience to know you guys better, can you please introduce what is cosplay.ae and what do you guys exactly do?
My name is Muhammad Said Al-Asari. I'm Yoyi National. I'm 26, working in the RTA in Dubai Metro Engineering.
Oh.
I'm the founder of the cosplay.ae.
So basically, cosplay.ae is a team, it's an organization of all cosplayers that living around here in United Arab Emirates with sharing one goal. It is to grow the community of cosplayers here, to get recognition, to get brand partnerships, and so on.
That's so nice to hear, though, because I really want to join, or I really want to know more about the cosplay community in UAE. And it's really nice that you guys have this kind of organization that people can join. I just want to know more. I'm curious, how did you guys, or at what age did you guys start watching anime? Like, what got you into this
the Wii
world?
I started watching anime in grade 9 when I was 14.
Oh, okay. What was the first anime that you watched?
Bleach.
Bleach. Ah, okay. How about you,
for me,
Nico?
It's like, you know, Peachy.
I think that's
like very old. Yeah, that's the first anime. Then Bakurak Shooter and One Piece.
All right, that's interesting.
Did you guys meet because of your love for anime, or?
Yeah, we actually met through online gaming.
Oh, that's interesting.
Which game?
Mobile Legends.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, he was telling me about, like, go come and cosplay here. I've been to a lot of cosplay and conventions in the Philippines before.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was hesitant to join because I don't have the funds and I'm really young back then.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
Here, I'm working, I have a stable, you know. So, like, let me try. And it was so good. It's so fun.
But wait, at what age did you guys start doing cosplay?
I started after the high school, let's say.
After high school. How about you, NJ?
I just started this year.
Hey, that's good.
Yes.
Did you start because of the company, or like what got you into cosplay?
Before even the company was made, he's my friend already. Like, he met me other cosplayers here in UAE as well. And, like, I've been, like, they tell me to go to this event. So, like let me try and see. Like, a lot of people are having fun. And, like, I like when the kids are, you know, crying and hugging me. Like, I love your cosplay. It feels so good. So, I cosplay. Everyone cosplay.
And what about you? Like, what made you start cosplaying?
It's like, there was a shop before, like, long time ago, there was a shop in Ajman. They're selling, like, anime figures, costumes.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, they closed. That time, I bought a first costume, like, the Greyman.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know that anime.
So I put it in my locket, at my cabinet. So in 2015, there was a Comic-Con happening. So I'm like, okay, let me try. Let me wear costume. So I went to my friend's house. Then he did the makeup for me. Then so we started 2015.
Oh, that's so nice to hear.
And what did you go as?
The Greyman.
The Greyman, that's the character.
The Alan Walker.
Sorry. Now, moving on to our main discussion, which is all about cosplay.ae. You've mentioned that you guys created this group so that it will be a home, I would say, for cosplayers here in Dubai to, you know, have this sort of community that they can go to. Now, I would like to know, what do you guys specifically do? Like, do you manage events? Do you sponsor cosplayers? How does that work?
So for cosplay.ae, we do almost all the entirety of it. We make the events, we organize the events. We also partner mm-hmm. to some other company, just like Comic Cave, the latest that we did.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, we will do the cosplay competition segment. We will sponsor them. Mm-hmm. We will do also, for example, one cosplayer wanted to, you know, go to some events and we wanted to represent them, we will be able to do that as well. So now we are doing it like internationally and locally because they just went to, you know.
Yeah, I went to Germany.
Yeah, I did saw your post about Germany. I want to know, how was it? How was the trip?
It was so different than here.
Oh. I mean, like, in what
so
way is it different?
Like so many cosplayers than here. Like,
in what way it is very different than here?
Like they have, they open, they open. They have the rainbow things.
Like they are more open and they accept more like the 18 plus section.
Yes.
They have this.
They
like
are Yuri,
stuff.
Yaoi.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh wait, I mean,
yeah.
I saw one of you because obviously I followed you guys on Instagram, you know, and like let me just check out what they're doing, and I saw I did see that 18 plus store, and one of you guys bought something there. I'm not gonna say what it is, but I saw it. So yeah, I mean, and I think you also did or you also went to Kuwait, if I'm not mistaken. Is that also for a convention?
Yeah, I went for Kuwait for the convention, but suddenly they banned the cosplay there.
What?
Yes, because they said like we follow other religion, something like this.
Okay.
They wanted to keep it traditional and
traditional like this.
Mm. But
tomorrow we go to Saudi Arabia.
Another convention.
Tomorrow I go to Saudi Arabia.
Oh, you're not going to EMG tomorrow?
I'm going.
she's going. I'm going to Saudi Arabia.
Oh.
They have two events. Enemy Village and
Stanley.
Oh, I see. That's interesting. Now, I wanted to ask you guys more into the managing the events, because I'm really curious how the back end of it works. Obviously, like for an event goer, it's all rainbows, you know, and fun.
Yeah, they just
activity.
Hi, you know?
Yeah, we're just like, we're here. So we want to know what's the back end, like how hard is it to manage an event? Especially here in Dubai.
Like from beginning, we need to know the organizer of the event.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, sometimes it's hard to reach the organizer of the event, like through by email or by phone.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have to go directly to their office and like pitch what we want to have. Like last time we did the Comic Day, they're having their free comic book day and they weren't having any like cosplay competition, but they wanted to invite cosplayers. So I said like, we called them and said like, okay, come here, like pitch your presentation, and then we got it. So like, we sponsor the cosplay competition and do the whole thing there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we give free goodie bags.
Yeah, we give them free goodie bags.
Why didn't we go there, Amy? Why didn't we even know about the event, Amy? No, just kidding. Yeah, I think I saw it, but at the time we were busy with work, so we couldn't attend. But that sounds really nice, especially the goodie bags.
Yeah.
I want to know what's inside.
Also, because we just started, for 2 months, we just started. So not much people they know us.
Yeah.
Like, since April, we started.
You guys have been doing a really good job, given that, you know, it's only been 2 months.
Yes.
Wow. That's all I can say. You guys have an event done in that 2 months. You've been to Germany and you will be going to Saudi for another event. And that's just like crazy.
how do you do that? How do you put that work into it? How, like, that's just amazing.
We like planning every day.
20 steps ahead.
20 steps ahead.
Curious though, how many people are involved in cosplay at AE? Like, how many people manages it? How many cosplayers do you guys have under your community?
I think, like, there's no under us. It's like all cosplayers that are here
are welcome.
So, like, there are Discord groups. There are, you know, a lot of platforms that we can share and we can use. And if they wanted to come to events, like, let's go. Let's all gather together and, like, we'll give you a fun time.
Mm-hmm. But how many admins do you guys have in the group?
I think for social media, I'm the one who's handling the social media. For, like, the word of mouth and the press, it's, like, Paris, Isa, like this, like, the veterans cosplayers. Because I'm, like, I just started.
Probably because I've been, like, since long time cosplaying 2015. So I know some of the organizers. I'm speaking with them.
And can you name some of the cosplayers that you have under cosplay.ae, some of the well-known ones?
It's like we didn't have, like, there's no under
us.
Like, it's like,
yeah. It's just open to everyone. Yeah. I see.
Yeah.
But wait, what made you decide to start cosplay.ae? Like, what was the main incident that made you, the inspiration behind cosplay.ae?
Because I love cosplaying and it's like my passion. So because I've been like cosplaying a long time ago, so I've seen like so many events going on, and some of the cosplayers, they don't know their events happening. So I'm saying, why I'm not like an official account, so I can share all the events happening, so it'd be easier for the artists also, for cosplayers also, because artists, they like we need an event so we can sell our stuff.
Yeah,
so like we make one community is good for everyone.
That
so,
totally
like,
makes sense.
Yeah,
well, it's really nice that you guys are supporting local talents, and especially people who are into the same passion. Because see, for me, I can totally relate to your story, Yami, because I also created a cosplay group in the Philippines and I was still there. But it's just like not an official organization, because if we're gonna be comparing the cosplay community in the Philippines versus Dubai, I would say Philippines is like more had a head start, you know, because we've been doing it since early 2000s in the Philippines. But here I'm not sure when conventions really started happening, or when was the, you know, the year that anime came into existence in UAE. Like, literally, people are coming out to do conventions.
FCC, the Middle East Film and Comic Con, it was the first one was like in 2012 even, or something like that. Like, I remember going to the first one. It's very new. The market isn't as saturated here. So you guys building something right now over here, it's incredible.
Thank you.
And we want to ask you, what's the best thing about having cosplay.ae? Like, any stories, any interesting stories that you guys want to share to us?
I think the best thing is like when we make events, when we organize events and we meet a lot of people, we socialize with them, and it's like a spider web wherein we connect to every one of them, and it just feels so good. Like, hey, they will just go to us like, hey, there's event, will you make event this year, will you make event next one? Like, they're so excited and ready for the next event, and that's the thing that makes us, you know, planning ahead for 20 steps ahead again. That's it. Yeah.
You guys really love planning, yeah.
But yeah, like, at least aside from planning, they are executing it, you know, because it takes huge guts to start something like this, you know. Like, people can always just say that, yeah, we're gonna start doing something, we're gonna be doing this, but most of them doesn't even happen.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. So I'm really glad that you guys have this organization where cosplayers can feel comfortable joining and, you know, become the, I would say, the source of news.
The pioneers.
Yeah, the pioneers.
I love that.
But wait, are there any, I mean, I'm not sure, correct me if I'm wrong, are there any other organizations like cosplay.ae that is in UAE? Do you know any?
See, it's just you guys. Like,
yeah. Right? So that's what I'm trying to say. Like, so far you guys are building something that will be great in the future.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping for the growth.
Yeah. And like you guys said, it's been 2 months and like you're already pretty well known here. So like, yeah.
But now I wanted to ask you as well, so we've talked about the best thing about having cosplay.ae. Now, how about the most challenging part? Like, what are some of the difficulties that you guys have experienced?
It's like, if we made an event and like some people have school, so we need to change the dates of the events.
Yeah.
Like, oh. we need to plan for this before we make something. Yes.
Okay.
Let's say, like, some people have exam for school, or like some people have work. Like,
it has to be weekend.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes sense. But I also wanted to ask, like, because I've never been to an event here in UAE. I'm not sure, maybe Amy, you also know the answer to this question. I have no idea what is the demographics of people who cosplay in UAE. Is it mostly the working people, like, you know, 20 plus? Or is it mostly the teenagers? Do you guys have an idea? Sorry?
The teenagers are booming now.
Oh.
Yes. There are a lot of new cosplayers now.
Yeah, I mean, I would understand because I also started doing cosplay when I was a teenager. But I was broke.
Same. That's why I started the cosplay journey here. Like, because when I was in the Philippines, it was so hard to, you know, go to different places just to get the fabric and stuff.
Mm-hmm. But wait, yeah. I am curious to know. So since you guys, I mean, for Nico, I understand that it's her first year or... This is the year that you started doing cosplay, and for Yami, it's been like quite a few years. I want to know which, out of all the characters that you guys have cosplayed, which one is your favorite and why?
The one I went to Germany, I cosplayed the full armor.
Oh.
Like Five Fancy Dragoon, yes.
I'm not called Viv's Black Mage for nothing, guys. I love Final Fantasy. Anything about Final Fantasy, that's me. Alright? So yeah, so I'm so happy. I want to see pictures. I want to see pictures of that.
Yeah, soon I'm going to post it.
But why did you cosplay him? Like, what's the story behind it? Like, you know?
Because I was playing... Final Fantasy a long time ago, like since 2016.
Mm-hmm.
2016, I'm playing Final Fantasy, so my main like dragon. I want to cosplay. And his glamour so good for cosplay. Okay.
How about you, Nico? Who's your favorite character so far?
Ari
from
League of Legends.
And how long have you been playing League of Legends?
Oh my god. 4 years, but I stopped. This year, the fight.
Yeah.
Oh. I see. I
don't play anymore.
You know, we have an episode where we interviewed the model for Ari.
Like the face model that they used.
Yeah. Why I didn't know that?
Yeah. You gotta check our previous episodes.
Oh my god, yes.
What is this? So yeah, you guys might want to check that out. It was really interesting to know how the back end of it worked, like how they shot it and stuff. And I really like League of Legends as well. I mean, I've only played it for a couple of years, but
yeah, it's
like, I'm more into Dota 2. Yeah, that's why.
I wanted to ask you guys, is there anything interesting that you'd like to share? Any stories that, you know, you want to tell people out there?
Any interesting news to share, Yami?
Yeah, hopefully there will be November. Something big.
Something big is happening on
yes.
November.
Yes.
And there will be
another event. Yes.
Okay.
That's exciting.
No, because we will be
definitely something to watch out for.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So now I just want to ask, where do you see cosplay at AE 5 years from now?
Like in the future, we'll like make a lot of events. Like we'll reach like till like Comic-Con level.
Oh.
Hopefully in the future.
Yeah, that's not far from reality, since you guys have only been doing this for 2 months by the time of recording this episode, and look at what you have achieved so far. So I'm hoping that you guys will be able to do that, and especially it's gonna be more fun for cosplayers to have more events that they can attend to, because in the Philippines, like before pre-pandemic time, we always had events like, I don't know, maybe every month. That's how frequent cosplay events in the Philippines are. That's how crazy they are back there in terms of anime and gaming. So I'm not sure. Like, I've only been here in Dubai for like 3 years, and I've only seen maybe 5 events or 3. I have no idea. Right? I mean, I would understand because there was pandemic and stuff, but it's not, I mean, Nico can attest to this. It's not as huge as how it is in the Philippines, right? Like, in the Philippines, everywhere you look, there's like a whole floor filled with cosplayers just doing their makeup in the hallway. Yeah, that's how big it is. That's how big. You can never even use the toilet in malls. Because that's,
oh my God.
Yeah, because I've been to conventions before. I started going around 2010.
Yeah, the same what happened to Komi in the Germany. They are lying for toilets.
See, I told you. That's how big it is back in Philippines. So I would assume that Germany is also... I mean, I didn't even expect that Germany is that open to anime. You know, because there are still a lot of countries, I would say, that is not as open. Because see, in the Philippines, it's easy for us since most of us grew up watching anime, right? Like... anime has been around in the Philippines since 90s. So that was the time that we were born. Yeah, so that's why it's easy for us. That's why we have a 10-year gap, I guess. Because if it started in the Philippines, like at least early 2000s, and it's only been here for like starting 2010. So yeah, just sharing. So now I just... another question. What is your message to someone who wants to join the cosplay community in the Middle East or in Dubai?
Go for it.
Just do it.
Just do it. Like, just to wear the costume. And like, once the people are there, and like, it's the feeling that you can't explain when someone made, like, it's the feeling when someone smiles at you and like, be so thankful for you. Just even just one photo. They'll say like, thank you so much. You look so good. It's not about the self-esteem that you got, but like you make people happy by doing the things that you're passionate about. So that's it.
Yeah, that's so true. And I also would like to add to what Nico said, that another good feeling when it terms of cosplaying is when someone recognizes your costume.
Yes.
Like instant best friend, right?
Yes.
Like you are now my best friend. Yeah. So usually in our episodes, we have what we call anime recommendations, wherein you can give an anime recommendation to our audience. So if you were to give one anime that you want our audience to watch, what will it be?
There are so many. They are Spy Family, yeah, Spy Family. Are Perfectly Comey, and what's the summer?
The summertime render.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so good.
That was
good. I'm watching Spy Family.
Still ongoing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm watching. And I'm planning to cosplay your forger, so saying that out
Let's
loud.
Go.
Let's go. How about you, Amy? Do you have any anime recommendation for this episode?
Yeah, I will be recommending Ranking of Kings. It was, I believe, the best anime for last season, and I will be streaming it soon. So yeah, that's all.
Nice.
Well, they took my anime recommendation. It was supposed to be Spy Family. You guys took it from me. So yeah, I will recommend Spy Family because I really love the show. I really love Anya. She's so cute. And it's just like a very, very wholesome anime, right? Like, it just gives you, I don't know, like an imagination of a functional family. Oops. No, joking. So yeah, it's just wholesome, like with action, with comedy, and a little bit of drama on the side. It's just like a very lighthearted anime that everyone must watch. So yeah. Now one final segment of our show is the Ara Ara Challenge. Can you explain what it is, Amy?
So for the Ara Ara Challenge, you basically have to give your best Ara Ara. So go for it, guys. Let's go with Nico first.
1, 2, 3. Ara Ara.
How about you, Yami? Are you game for it?
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Ara Ara.
Good job, guys.
Thank you so much for participating to the Ara Ara Challenge. So yeah, that's it. Anything that you want to plug, to promote?
Follow our social media.
Follow our Instagram.
Cosplay.a.
And wait for the future events.
Mm-hmm. How about your social media, guys? Where can we follow you?
You can follow me at Give Me Soju.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking Soju. Not just every day.
And Yami _ Mao.
Alright. Thank you so much. How about you, Amy? Anything to plug?
Yeah, just follow me at Hasta La Vista, Amy.
And yeah, don't forget to follow me at Viv's Black Mage on Twitch and Instagram. And also follow our socials at Ara Ara Podcast so that you can check out our you can always check out our latest episodes on YouTube, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. So thank you again, guys, for joining today's episode. Thank you so much to Yami and to Nico for being with us today and sharing their experience. And you have a wonderful day ahead. Thank you and bye.
You too.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.